Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 10th, 2013. Israeli troops injure a Palestinian child as it invades West Bank communities and kidnaps civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian child was injured as he was run over by an Israeli military vehicle during an invasion targeting the village of Beit Ur Tehta, west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Witnesses said that the child suffered mild to moderate injuries and was moved by the soldiers to a military base in the area where he received medical treatment. The incident led to clashes with local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles at the military base. The army fired concussion grenades and gas bombs. No injuries have been reported. In other news, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Arub refugee camp north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, violently broke into dozens of homes and searched them and kidnapped at least 17 Palestinians. Local sources have reported that the soldiers attacked several Palestinians while searching their homes and distributed leaflets in the camp threatening harsh consequences should local youth continue to throw stones at the soldiers and settlers in the area. Also on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers kidnapped four Palestinians in Al-Isawiya neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem. The attack comes less than 24 hours since the army kidnapped 10 Palestinians in Sur Bahir, Al-Isawiya and the Old City. Local sources in Jerusalem said that several military jeeps invaded Al-Isawiya, broke into and searched several homes, causing property damage and kidnapped four young men. Earlier on Tuesday, soldiers invaded Azmoud village east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus and kidnapped two brothers after violently searching their homes. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, September 10th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.